We just recently got our bus, so it's a total wreck, and all I do is clean up after them. Sorry, but it's
sorry,
true.
It's
just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Anyway, I love the boys. I couldn't do it without them.
If anything, Ben Moody comes across to the outside observer of the Evanescence camp as even more mysterious than Amy Lee. Partly this is because she's so much more the public face of the band than he is, although both will be the first to tell you that they're very much an equal partnership. Of course, there are those who insist that the partnership is more than just musical and creative. Those who find it hard to believe that the pair, having been close friends for so long and working so intimately together, could possibly do so without their relationship developing to a more romantic and physical level. The rumours, however, remain just that, rumours. Ben and Amy are just good friends, and their relationship is that of brother and sister. Amy would always be trying to impress Ben when they were younger. He remembers calling round at her house to be greeted by her coming down the steps like something from a Bette Davis movie, in a huge petticoat that she stole from school. It's true as well that Ben took Amy to her senior prom at school, but they have never been a couple. In fact, close-knit as they are, there are times when the air between Ben and Amy can get a little frosty. In an interview for Kerrang! Magazine, Amy contradicted Ben's answers to questions and forbade him from telling the journalist a particular anecdote. But perhaps the singer has reason to keep an eye on what the guitarist says to the press. Where she is guarded and professional, Ben can be overly trusting and spontaneous. He's the one most likely to say what he feels without considering the consequences. It was he who stirred up the whole controversy regarding their Christian faith, first by talking perhaps too openly about it to the press in their early days, and insisting that the message of the band was that God is love, then later denying that Evanescence had any connection at all to the Christian music scene. While Ben and Amy are both committed Christians, it's the guitarist who has the most intense involvement with his faith. This extends to his tattoos, which include a cross on his finger and a detailed rendering of the life of Christ across his arm. For him, his beliefs are a personal thing, not tied down to any particular church dogma or set of rules. "We never said we weren't Christians," he said after the initial uproar. "We just said we weren't a Christian band. Then all of a sudden, we were quite evil." Ben is, however, used to such small-minded, knee-jerk reactions, both within and without the so-called Christian community. "I used to visit a church that happened to openly support President Clinton," he told Stranger Things magazine. "I remember more than once seeing people on the street in front of the church who were opposed to Clinton's stand on homosexuality. These people had their small children with them, holding up signs that said, 'God hates fags.' The children weren't even old enough to know what homosexuality was. All they knew was that they were supposed to hate them." Appropriately enough, Bring Me to Life, Evanescence's biggest hit, is about open-mindedness. It's a quality Ben values above all, and perhaps one of the reasons why he's regarded as a perfectionist who has difficulty finding anyone he's comfortable working with creatively. It's as well then that he and Amy found each other and that they blend so well. Light and darkness, beauty and power. Together, this combination forms the genius at the heart of Evanescence.